My name's Ros Madison and I'm the Head of Production for the School of Drama at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. I'm responsible for the Management and Technology Summer School and the Lighting and Sound Design Summer School. And we actually run both of the summer schools at the same time and merge them together so that all of those students interact with each other through the two-week period and pretty much learn each other's subjects as well. Within management and technology, we cover stage management, stage technology, and the technology of lighting and sound. And within lighting and sound design, we look more at the kind of the concept of lighting and sound in terms of creating it for a show. Initially, we're based in the New Athenaeum Theatre in Renfrew Street, and we go through all of the different areas of producing a show, but we do it in the context of a particular production. So we kind of deconstruct the production process and put it all back together again, acknowledging where all the bits fit, a bit like a big jigsaw. And everybody gets a chance to have a bash at everything, so everybody will understand the basics of how to rig and focus a light, how the counterweight flying system works, what a stage manager does, how to put a basic PA system together, and then ultimately through that little specialisms emerge. The main teachers on the summer schools are myself and the three lecturers on the production technology and management degree that runs throughout the year. In stage management we have a lady called Sue Hawley who has only recently joined the full-time staff of the Conservatoire. Previously she was the stage manager for Scottish Ballet for many years. Lighting and sound is currently taught by a gentleman called Ian Swinscoe, who has been teaching with us for a couple of years now, but again recently from the industry and had spent many years as chief electrician at the Theatre Royal in Glasgow. And then stage technology and production is Steve McCloskey, who has been teaching in the institution for about 10 years now, so he really knows the equipment inside out, and he kind of oversees the fortnight in a lot of ways. He kind of becomes a bit of a project leader for a lot of it. In terms of who we're looking for, it would be great to get together a team of people who are really interested in theatre and how it's made. So a range of people, really, but the main thing is that people who want to commit to some pretty hard work, because it is a bit of a graft at times, certainly when we're trying to put a show on in 3 days at the end of the fortnight. That's just a very brief snapshot of what to expect in the fortnight. The fortnight can lead on to other things as well. We've had several applicants to the undergraduate programme who have come through that route or who have gone on to do other short courses with us and developed their kind of career pathway. But it should be fun. We're looking forward to it, and we look forward to seeing you all in the New Athenaeum in July.